Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another night of Astromind 2012. I'm your host, Adrian, and tonight we're going to be having on the show Roy and I, and we're just waiting on Roy to show up. First of all, I'd like to talk a little bit about the supernatural a little bit, and maybe go into a lot of the dream stuff that we've been having. There's a lot of activity that's going on out there. You know, we've had a lot of sightings of UFOs phenomenon, and a lot of unsolved mysteries of basically of things disappearing, you know, like airplanes. And they were talking about, I was reading about the portal that opened up with this airplane a while back and how it disappeared, and they don't know where it came from, where this portal came from, and some plane just disappeared up in the sky. And it's interesting because every now and then over my my dad's roof, there is actually a triangle shape star at night that you'll see. And every time when you see something go inside the center, it always disappears. So it's interesting, a lot of these strange phenomenons of UFOs and drones that we're starting to see. And we're also starting to see a lot more, learning a lot more about how the brain works and how our emotions work and emotional code. I don't know if anybody's ever read that book, but please get that book called The Emotional Code. It talks about how the body works and how our emotions block our energy field and create heart walls. You know, so I started going a little bit more into that, and then I started studying a little bit more about Stewart and the Montauk Project. And that stuff is very interesting. It's all secret information, government information. And as you get more into the Montauk Project, you know, you get more into, like, alien phenomenon, secret societies, and then you get into a lot of more of the deprogramming stuff. And what's interesting is Stewart uses a lot of colors for programming, and he also came out with different programmings, which is called the Dragonfly program and the Scorpion program, and I've been reading about that, how that works. And it's very interesting stuff. It goes a little bit more into detail on how a lot of this deprogramming works, and as you learn more about the emotional code and how that works, and then you go more into, like, sacred geometry and how that works with numbers and codes. When I learned about Geotrans, you know, that's another universal programming that we can program these numbers into our chakras, and how they can actually help us in everyday life in different situations. I work with a lot of people on a website that I work on called Oranum.com, and I work with people in their energy fields and how I can help them with deprogramming a lot of their beliefs. And there's all kinds of different things out there that we're all still kind of learning about. We're learning about how spells work, how to commune with spirits, how to get a spirit to work with us, you know, and how do we get a djinn to work with us? How do we get a lot of these mystical creatures to work with us on those different levels? So as you get more into that kind of stuff, you'll start venturing off into a lot of other stuff, and a lot of other things will start attracting and start manifesting. And then you get into, you know, manifestation and how we can co-create things out of our belief system, changing our belief system with different things that we can co-create. In other words, you know, you can go to more than one psychic and they can all tell you something different. And the outcome might even be the same, but it would be just a different story, just like every tarot card is the same, but every every tarot card has a different story. So it's actually very interesting, and every reader is different, and they're all going to give you the same interpretation, just in a different way. And every now and then, a reader might pick up the same thing another reader might pick up. So it's kind of all interesting, and it's all interconnected. So let's go ahead and get with our, looks like we got some callers on the line. Let's go ahead with our first caller from the 901 area. You're on the air with Adrian. Please state your name, where you're from.
Hey, Adrian. My name is Anna, and I'm from Tennessee.
Hello, Anna.
I put a lot of stuff out there in the universe, and I was just wondering, what do you see is being made of it? I got a lot of requests.
Okay. What kind of things have you been focusing on or co-creating that you would like to co-create in this reality and to manifest this co-creation into this reality?
Well, it's really a spiritual shop, a new home, increasing my abundance would be the top three.
Okay. And what kind of spiritual shop are you wanting to do?
Well, I want to do some healing, Reiki and reflexology and crystals and that type of thing. I really want to just perhaps heal a little bit.
So you want to enhance your gifts, your abilities?
Yes.
Kind of follow your spiritual path?
Yes.
Well, that's a great goal.
Mm-hmm.
And I do see this coming into being for you.
Okay.
You know, I've always told people that it's not really so much the reader that tells the people their future, but we can also co-create the future as well by our thoughts. And I send out the message, you know, you program yourself and you co-create that reality for yourself and you bring it into reality, you know.
I believe that.
And that's why I believe that God gave us He gave us the gift of creation. He gave us the secrets of creation. And the secrets of creation is pretty much, you know, basically the secret. You know, when the secret first came out,
that's what
it represented. And so as I started doing more research on that, I believe that's where it came from, you know. I do see this coming into focus for you. I actually see it's coming. You're going to have everything set up by the winter time. The message I'm getting is telling you to be patient, kind of go with the flow, go with your plan, take it slow.
Mm-hmm.
And just kind of see where it takes you from there. But I do feel that something is good coming from this. You know, you're going to get what you want. Finances will be a little bumpy for you. They will be a little bumpy, you know, but you're going to get past all the bumps is what I see, you know.
Okay.
Kind of like a roller coaster, you know what I mean? You're sitting in the roller coaster, you're a little bit nervous. You're a little scared, and then it gets bumpy as you go up, and then as you go down, that's when you're going to feel the ride, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of how I see it on a roller coaster.
Do you see my finances improving this year?
I do. Yes, I do. And this business, this focus that you're bringing into creation is going to bring you a lot of abundance because you're doing things for humanity. Your intentions are good. Your heart is good. And I feel like it's going to bring you a lot of happiness, a lot of abundance, you know. It's going to bring you right where you need to be. So.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Adrian. I appreciate your time.
You're very welcome. Have a good night.
You as well.
Let's go to the next caller from the 609 area. You're on the air.
Hello?
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 What's your name? Can you hear us?
Jennifer. Yeah, I can hear you now. Jennifer.
Jennifer, where are you calling from, Jennifer?
From South Jersey.
South Jersey. And what are you calling us for tonight? What's on your mind?
Well, actually, it's my anniversary from losing my job a year ago. But I'm starting a new job tomorrow. And I just want to see, it's been hard, like, looking for a job, if this job will be the right fit for me or if I should keep looking.
What kind of job are you doing?
It's a job that I was doing previously, like doing like a nightclub, a manager.
Oh, okay. Are you currently happy there with what you're doing?
I didn't start yet. I'm just going to start my new job tomorrow.
Oh, you want to know if you're going to get it?
No, I already have it. I want to know if it'll be the right fit for me because I've been out of work for a year and
it was hard
looking for a job. So I found a job and I start it tomorrow.
Okay. I feel like you are going to be happy there. And I feel like you're going to be complete and you're going to be there for a while.
They're telling you
to hold on. It's almost like, I see metaphors like I was telling about that lady about the roller coaster.
Mm-hmm.
What I see with you is I see you climbing a mountain and you're hanging on to a rope.
Okay.
And so what I'm getting is they're telling you to hang on. Hang on to with what you're doing now. But you're going to be climbing yourself up.
As
you get to the top, it's telling you not to look down. So I guess looking down would be something from your past.
Mm-hmm.
So they're saying don't look down. Just keep your focus up and keep climbing, but hold on to the rope. But it's gonna feel like the rope is sliding from your hands though.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that has to do with like the struggles. You're gonna kind of struggle for a couple months.
Okay.
But you're also gonna feel kind of complete. You're gonna feel like, oh, I feel complete here. You know.
Mm-hmm.
I feel safe. You know, you want to feel safe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Protected. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, secure.
That's good.
And it's always like that when you try to climb a mountain. You know, you want to feel safe. You want to feel secure. You want to feel like you can hold on to something.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess looking down would be your past. It's, in other words, something of your past has held you back.
Yeah.
And sometimes you look over your shoulder. You know, it's like...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I might look back at the past and learn something from the past.
Mm-hmm.
And the only time when we look into the past is when we have something we have to learn from it, or something we have to think about, or something that's happened.
Mm-hmm.
So what I feel from that is hold on to it and see kind of where it goes, where it takes you.
Mm-hmm.
And you may not feel like you're progressing either. You may feel like, am I wasting my time here, you know?
Yeah.
But nothing really is a waste of time. It's just a learning experience. So
mm-hmm.
something you have to learn from this, it will be shown to you. You know, if you ask the universe and say, what is there to learn from this experience? What am I meant to learn? Who am I meant to meet? For today, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you're going to be coming in contact with a lot of different people.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And Yeah, so it will feel a little bit uncomfortable for you, you know.
Uh-huh. It's similar to my old job, but it's a way different experience.
And maybe your old job, maybe your old job will bring you back memories.
Yeah.
You know, you might step into the past for a little bit, and there might be some old memories that might pop up, you know.
Yeah.
Just like with me, I went down to, in my past for a little bit, to go see my ex. And I went down there, and old memories started popping up, you know, when I was in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's something from the past that we have to learn from to move forward. So we have in order to go forward, we have to go back. So something
but
from the past,
good,
you know,
right?
Not stay in the past, but you know what I mean? Like something, some type of memory or something, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Trigger our alter thinking, you know, to get past the alter ego energy, you know.
Yeah.
So, that will show up. It will creep up on you. You know what I mean? Something will show you, and something will happen where it will pull you back to that timeline. You know what I mean? And I didn't understand why I was meant to be in the woods, but I had a dream prior to that. Before then, and I didn't understand why I was in the woods, but I guess now I know why. It's like the universe saying, hey, you know, you need to get into the woods to be more grounded or into nature. In other words, I didn't want to go clear out to Idaho because I'm from Salt Lake. I didn't want to go clear out there just to get grounded. In other words, I can go to like Ogden. I can go up into the mountains. I can go.
Yeah.
There's so many places in nature, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's just wherever you resonate, you know what I mean, really. But wherever you're drawn, that's where you want to go.
Okay.
And something about that job is drawing you there. It's like a magnet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well,
you feel like a magnet. Okay.
But, I don't know. I was trying
that's always a good thing.
Yeah, it is a good thing. But I was trying to, like, move out of that industry. But I wasn't successful because people are like, oh, you're either overqualified or underqualified. Because I've been in the same a job for over 10 years.
Well, that's why I say you might feel a little isolated, or you might feel like you're not going anywhere. But you also have to look at it as an experience. In other words, there's some kind of karmic lesson there that you have to learn.
Yeah. But
and
you
it's going
to
keep
being there for a while.
I do. Yeah, I do see you being there for a while. It's, you know, when you tell the universe and you say, I'm ready to surrender, I'm ready to let go of whatever I'm supposed to learn here, then something else will pop up.
Yeah.
You know, some other outcome will pop up.
And things happened, too, that almost prevented me from, like, even, like, being interviewed for the job, but something changed at the last minute. Like, it was strange, like somebody appeared, so I was able to make it to the interview. I'm like, wow, it was just so close calls.
Well, see, that tells you right there, I mean, that's synchronicity.
Yeah.
You know,
because I almost
and it was
gave
synchronicities
up on it.
Will pop up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep, because you felt isolated, that's why. You felt stuck.
Yeah.
And when you get into that funk, you know, when you get into that funk, it's easy to just say, oh, I give up. You know, I give
I've done that this past year.
It's just like when you go into something and you see somebody else doing so well and you get into it and then you feel discouraged because you're like, oh, this doesn't come natural to me.
Mm-hmm.
you know, in any job or any hobby.
Yeah.
So the idea is to feel it out, go with the flow, see what you're supposed to learn from this experience, and then move forward, you know.
Yeah.
And if you can move forward, if you can't, then there's still something there that you have to learn or something you have to do. And that's what I believe, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's on a spiritual level.
Yeah.
You know, and so, yeah, you know, and but I do believe that something else will pop up that will be a little more exciting for you.
Oh, that's
you know?
Good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And even though you feel like you're either overqualified or underqualified, you know, that's just a belief. My take on that is that you are 100% qualified. You're 100% secured.
For this job, I know I am,
You will be. Okay. So is there any other question?
Yeah, I was just, and also because I went through such a transition this year that I'm actually, like, the steps that I took, they're all, it just seems like everything's happening at once because I was in the process of going back to school, and I just wanted to make sure that this job isn't going to interfere with me taking classes since it's going to be like a nightlife, a nighttime job.
You know, that's a tricky situation. I do feel like there will be some situations that will be really hard to get out of.
Yeah.
It will have an interference, but that's where you have to make a decision.
Yeah.
You know, what's more important to you as far as schooling and everything. But I do feel like it's going to work itself out somehow. I don't know how it will, but that's the feeling I get. It's going to work itself out.
It's funny, though, because a couple hours ago I just got an email about it, and it kind of lessened my worries about I have more flexibility now. They're reducing their hours already for the daytime, so I'm like, oh, I'll have more time.
See, there you go.
Maybe I could take a class.
There you go.
It's weird how things are happening. It's like as I'm thinking about them, the answers are coming.
Yep. Synchronicity.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what the vibration I was picking up, is that it's going to work its way out and to hold on to it, see where it goes.
Yeah.
Learn from the experience. And it will be fun. You know, take it as a fun ride.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Well, is there anything else?
No, I just wanted to see, like, if I should keep looking or if I should just be happy where I'm at right now.
It never hurts. It never hurts to keep looking because something better can always pop up. You know what I mean? You never close the door. I mean, and you never give a gift back when it's given to you. So this gift has been, it's a blessing.
Okay.
And, you know, you never want to give a blessing back. So you're just like, okay, well, I'll take this.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, I'm going to keep looking. I'm going to keep looking for bigger and better things.
Mm-hmm.
Just like I don't look at as a relationship, you know, if you meet somebody, and I tell this to people all the time, it doesn't mean you have to bear your soul to that person.
That's true.
You know, there's always bigger and better things out there. In other words, everybody's always looking for bigger and better things. And if you can get in a relationship where they have a lot of money, and even though money has nothing to do with love, but if you can, that's a plus because you can support each other. You know, you can help each other go to school or open up a business or. There's so many things you can do in this world with money, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
But if you can't, then that's fine, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know? If you can't, that's fine, too. But count blessings, you know?
Yeah.
And that's why they say, you know, name your blessings one by one. Because, you know, if you're blessed with that, great. If you're not, great too. You know,
mm-hmm.
I mean.
Yeah, there's always something. If you just
there's always
keep
something
thinking
bigger.
About negative. Yeah.
There's always a bigger door. Yep. And that doorway will open up for you, but and God will open up. He'll deliver that doorway, but you got to, you know, you got to put out the energy, and you got to make the sacrifice, because spirits will only work with a sacrifice.
Yeah, I think I've been like tested the past 2 years. I've lived a really really good life the past couple of years before. And then what I thought was a good opportunity turned into, like, a nightmare. And just I just struggled with it for the past 2 years. But now I see lessons that I learned from it. But I'm just ready. Come on. I need good things to start happening now.
Absolutely. We all have to clean our house, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't clean our house if everything is always dirty. You know, we have to clean up the mess. Clean up the trash, and just move on. If we can't do that, you know, we want to start at a lower level. We can't go from a lower level to a higher level.
Mm-hmm.
So the only thing we can do is start from the bottom and work our way up, you know, like eating an elephant, you know.
Yeah.
So that's all we can do is give it our best shot. We can't say we didn't try, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we might have got a cut or two, but we're still alive, and we are, you know, we're still trying.
Uh-huh.
So
that's great. I didn't give up, even though I had like minus $35 in my bank account.
See, and that's the whole thing right there. That's the cut I'm talking about. You know, we'll get cuts, we'll get knocked down, we'll get, you know, we'll get abused.
Mm-hmm.
And we are the abused, you know, and we take those different roles, and just like the archetypes, you know, we take certain roles of the abused or the victim or the rescuer, or we play certain roles, and those contracts are sacred, you know, sacred contracts that we chose.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we've also chose the people to interact in our reality.
That's true.
And so we'll learn something new from every one of those people, and it's a big circle, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's called the soul pool. So it's the soul pool family, you know.
Yeah.
And, and that's another thing, you know, that's why I've been wanting to make videos on the sacred contracts, you know, to let people understand what sacred contracts mean and how we play certain roles. So you look at your job, for an example, you know, what role do I play there? And how do the people interact with me in that reality, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And what am I supposed to learn from them, you know?
Yeah.
So I look at life as a learning experience, and even in relationships, you always learn something different, you know, from each individual.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then we move on, you know, we go separate ways. Because nothing was ever meant to stay.
Mm-hmm.
Everything changes.
Mm-hmm.
It was never meant. You know, it was never. Everything comes, but nothing was meant to stay. That's what I've always been taught. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So, because we all move on. You know, in our roles, our contracts. You know.
Mm-hmm.
It's transformation. You know.
Yeah. I learned more lessons.
We learn more lessons. That's right. And we will work on our ascension. You know, we'll work on, you know, if we believe that. You know, if that's something we believe, truly believe, then that's what we'll get. You know, that's what we'll co-create. So.
Yeah.
That's depends on the belief system, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm glad I can help you, and you have a great night.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Good luck with you. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Have a good night. Let's go ahead and go to the next caller from the 229 area. You're on the air.
Hello. Hi, thanks for taking my call.
You're very welcome, sir, and how can I help you tonight?
Oh, yes, sir. I was calling to see, can I get a mini reading? I have a lot going on with me. And
Is this Melvin?
Yes, sir. Uh-huh. This is Melvin.
Oh, okay. This is Adrian. How you doing, Melvin?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good, I guess. But, you know, it's...
That's not very convincing.
It's not. It's not, Adrian. I have finances and with my son. About 2 months ago, my son got shot by accident, walked down, and two guys were shooting at each other, and he got around in his neck.
I remember you telling me that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And now I'm trying to
get
him.
They played the victim role.
Yes, 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 sir. Trying to get him in his rehabilitation center. But my ex-wife is not really, you know, telling me anything. My intuition
was right about him, you know, when I was telling you that he became crippled.
Right.
And he did,
right.
Didn't he?
Yes, he did. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But he
and that's tragic.
Moving. Yes. Yeah. But,
There's a lot going on, Melvin, in the spirit world. You know, there's a lot of ground to cover. But go ahead. There's a lot.
Okay. Well, I just want you tonight, if you will, just look at my finances, because I work part-time now, but I'm not getting the hours that I work. And it's not at a hospital. It's at a home, a group home. And, I'm not getting enough hours to even pay my rent and my utilities. And both are due tomorrow, and I'm stressing out about that. And it's not enough. I've been, you know,
right.
Going to different churches and trying to, you know, different organizations to get help, asking family members, everything. And it seems like everything's kind of falling apart for me right now. And I don't...
Seems like things aren't getting better, huh?
No, it's not. And I just want to know
when... Have you ever considered that there might be a curse on your family?
I have thought about that a lot.
Okay, because I have too. Not just with you, but I'm speaking for myself.
Right. Okay. Yes.
Because things haven't been going very well for me either. Probably a lot better than what you're experiencing. But there is definitely something going on in the spiritual realm right now that is causing this destruction around you. Okay. And I'm not going to put the blame on you. I'm not going to say it's your negative thinking. I'm not going to say you've co-created all this. In reality, we've co-created everything in our lives. You know, we take responsibility for what we co-create.
Right.
And I've always been taught that, you know, like when I was listening to this tape, and I don't know who was speaking, but it was powerful. And the Illuminati erased it from YouTube, you know.
Uh-huh.
And so, because they don't want people to know, you know, what's out there. They don't want people to know, you know, all this sacred knowledge. They want to keep it themselves, the Masons do, you know.
Right.
So.
Hello?
If that's the case, are you still there?
Yes, uh-huh.
If that's the case, then that's what's going on. Okay, but there's another side of that. There's a flip side of that. What's going on with you has to do with some kind of destruction spell, okay? Mm-hmm. So there's a destruction curse that is put on you. There's also a death curse that is put around you. And you got to think of it this way, Melvin. There's a lot of people out there that walk around with this type of energy. And the people that they surround themselves with, they all end up dying several days. You know, in other words, one person will die, and then another person will die, and then another person will die. And they don't understand why. You know what I mean? So when I look at that, I think to myself, okay, is there some kind of curse involved? Is there some kind of program involved? And so, you know, in the Illuminati, they're using all types of programming. So, and I was talking to my friend Cliff, and one of the programmings that they use is called the Scorpion programming. I don't know how that plays in with what you're experiencing, but something doesn't seem right here. You know what I mean? It doesn't feel right. That's why you feel like everything's off, you know. Like, why do I feel like everything's just falling apart, you know? And the reason why you feel that way is because of this curse. There's two different curses here that we're playing with, you know. And one of them is either the Scorpion curse or the destruction curse or the death curse, you know. Because, honestly, I haven't felt well since they put the cords onto me, you know, the Illuminati.
Right.
I haven't felt well. I mean, as far as, you know, I feel like I was dying. Like my energy was just being drained, or something inside was just being ripped out right out of me.
Right.
So when you get those feelings, you know that something is going on. There is something definitely going on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And a lot of psychics are going to go to you, Melvin, and they're going to say, Melvin, it's all your fault because you're thinking negatively. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But they're not looking at the bigger picture of what's going on. You know what I mean? Or some people would say, oh, you're possessed, you know, by demons, or you're not praying enough, you're not going to church enough, you're not paying your tithing enough. No, that's not the case, Melvin. That's not the case. The case is that this is not something that you wanted to co-create. Maybe you did in a past life, but that doesn't matter. That's in the past. The past has nothing to do with the present. You know, the bottom line is what, who put this curse on you? You know what I mean?
Right.
Now, they say that curses only work if you believe in them or if you allow them to work. That is true, but there's another flip side to that. If the other person casts the spell onto you and they believe it, that it will work, then it will. Just like if you told me and you didn't mean it intentionally and you said, well, Adrian, break a leg today, you know, and I was going out and I was putting on a performance and you said, Adrian, break a leg today, and I broke my leg. It wasn't because of your intention. It was because that's what you co-created.
Right.
So it's the same thing. If I told you were going to have bad karma, you're going to have bad karma because I just cursed you.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand.
And I honestly don't believe that if just because someone don't believe it, it's not going to work. It's the power of intention. It's the power of your mind that makes it real. And so, if you do a spell or you do something to break this curse, like I like to do reversals, and I don't know if I've told you about this before, but for about a week, what I would like you to do is I would like you to start doing a lot more reversals and a lot more meditation. And how you do reversals is you get a black and a red candle. Like for me, I started doing a lot more reversals, you know. And like I told you, there's a bigger picture of what's going on here in the spiritual realm. And somebody has put some kind of curse on you, on your family. And I don't know if it has to do with some kind of revenge and or something. Is there somebody that you know that is angry with you or somebody you can think of or that would do something like that to you? Is there anybody in your life that it doesn't feel comfortable, you don't feel comfortable with?
Probably my ex-wife and my ex-wife's sister.
Okay. So that's the first person you would think of.
Yeah, my ex-wife will, you know, because I've been being around her because my son is in the hospital, and we've been in the same room together talking
mm-hmm.
about our son, but she even faded away from me, and I know when my ex-wife is up to something. I've been around this woman mm-hmm. for over 25 or 30 years, and I know when she's up to no good and have done, you know.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I, you know, when my son, when I go see my son, I make sure she's not there.
Mm-hmm.
And when I do go there, her sister is there. And her sister is like, she's there like she's trying to get rich scheme, because I think that they have Fowler, you know, attorney, got an attorney to try to sue the hospital. And my son is still in the hospital. They're trying to make some money off of this.
Oh, of course.
And they haven't.
That's the whole intention.
Yeah, and they haven't told me because, I mean, you look at the big picture because I don't bother her. You know, I try to do my thing and go to church and treat people right, but she is so still with a lot of resentment and evil in her heart. I can tell when
mm-hmm.
I'm sitting by her. You know, he was just sitting across from her at the hospital. So
mm-hmm.
I had to come home and really wash up with some sea salt and take a nice bath and all of that, because I felt the negativity around me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's getting more stronger because it's trying to, it's just trying to make me feel like quitting, like giving up.
Never
going to work out for you, Melvin. You're always going to be struggling through your life. You know, negative come to my mind, and
mm-hmm.
I rebuke it out. I tell my angel to take that thought from me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm fighting. I'm fighting trying to stay on track. You know,
right.
And stay, you know, just do.
And you're getting all this, you're getting all these psychic attacks is what you're getting.
Right. And I can't, like, even get a friend as a girlfriend, you know. I mean, somebody just to
mm-hmm.
go out for coffee. I'm alone. I stay by myself. I'm not an ugly guy. I mean, I'm a very neat dresser, but it's just I'm having a lot of things coming my way at once.
Right.
And it's coming hard, man. And I'm depressed. Honestly, I am depressed. I try not to say I
right.
am, but I am. You know, and
I can understand that.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm trying to